Dangerous weather possible. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. After a string of tornadoes left a wide swath of damage across the central U.S. yesterday, forecaster Ryan Jewell of the National Weather Service says more tornadoes could be on the way for the region today.
Many facets of severe weather possible, including tornadoes, damaging winds, hail, and also has a moderate risk of flooding from parts of North Texas into Oklahoma and southeast Kansas and southwestern Missouri.
Multiple twisters were reported in Nebraska and Iowa yesterday. One plowed through suburban Omaha, damaging hundreds of homes and other structures and leaving a few people hurt. Anti-Israel protests happening overseas now as U.S. protests continue to grow, as Fox's Stephanie Bennett reports.
Those protests are popping up here in London, Sweden, and then later in Tel Aviv. Now, the groups are demanding a ceasefire and the release of hostages. This also comes as airstrikes are continuing in Rafah. Now, hundreds of thousands took to central London for the pro-Palestine march, which was organized by the Palestine Solidarity Campaign, marking the 13th national protest since the war began in early October. Meanwhile, an Israeli strike hit Rafah City, where more than 1.3 million civilians are sheltering, Palestinians searching through the rubble for their belongings while mourners gather at the nearby hospital. In Tel Aviv, tensions are rising as anti-government protesters are frustrated by the lack of progress over hostage deals.
Meanwhile, Hamas has put out a new hostage video showing two hostages who were kidnapped in the October 7th attacks. One of those is Israeli-American hostage Keith Siegel. Speaking presumably under duress, he appears to break down and start crying at one point in the video. They say they are sad to be missing Passover, and their situation is hard, but they are otherwise okay. Siegel urging the Israeli government to negotiate a release deal for all of the hostages. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The second week of former President Trump's New York criminal trial wrapped up yesterday. The court heard from the former publisher of the National Enquirer, David Pecker. Fox's David Spunt has more details on the events of the week.
A busy day yesterday with more testimony from David Pecker, Donald Trump's friend and former National Enquirer publisher. Now, Pecker is alleged to have bought former Playboy playmate Karen McDougal's story about an alleged affair with Trump while he was married to Melania with the intent never to publish it, a practice known as catch and kill. A lawyer for the former president exposed inconsistencies with Pecker's testimony about whether or not Trump actually thanked him for suppressing such story. Now, Pecker says he now believes he may have violated some federal election law while suppressing McDougal's story. Pecker told the jury, quote, "I have been truthful to the best of my recollection," end quote.
The former president's longtime personal assistant also took the stand and said that he was fair and respectful. Russia has launched a barrage of missiles against Ukraine overnight in attacks that appeared to target the country's energy infrastructure. Ukraine's Air Force said Russia launched 34 missiles in the most recent attack. Of those, 21 were shot down by Ukrainian air defenses. A private energy operator said four of its thermal power plants were damaged and that there have been casualties. But there are no other details. Earlier this month, Russia destroyed one of Ukraine's larger power plants and damaged others in a massive missile and drone attack. Defense Secretary Austin says the U.S. will provide Ukraine with additional Patriot missiles as part of a recent aid package.
It's the biggest package to date and includes Patriot missiles needed to fight back against Russian air assaults. The aid comes from the $61 billion package passed by Congress earlier this week. That measure also includes money for Israel and Taiwan.
That's Fox's Chanley Painter. The defense secretary, Terry, spoke yesterday at a meeting of contractors who are helping to supply Ukraine with weapon systems. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.